Zeh Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, Zeh Nishmas Daniel Shane Bas Yeshua Falk. Good morning, everybody. Okay, what I'd like to start with today is packet 20B. Okay, so yesterday we were talking about Liban Hagala, Liban Kal, and so I just want to show you the Beis Yosef on Liban Kal that we quoted the Mordechai, and the Beis Yosef here quotes the Mordechai. If you look on the fourth wide line.
It's in 20B.
Because of a Mordechai himself of Arazar B'Shem read the Kalim Habluim Me'iser has Tzarech Liban in the Shiris Kalipa of Habluim Heter Kanshal Cholov should Tzarech Lelavno Kadei Lafos Tachteh Pashtida Shal Basar, you know, the Milchuk, and now you want to make it not Milchuk. So the Beis Yosef quotes that Mordechai, what Rav Abadi always mentions, that really Liban Kal is only Yatzo Ledispo. Even though people are knowing like 550 or something like that, it's really only Yatzo Ledispo. In other words, the way you check it is you take a stalk and you put it on the kli and you see if it burns. Also, Liban Maflit Yosef Me'agola. So Liban Kal. So you see, the Beis Yosef quotes this Mordechai. So the Pasha Pshat is that Liban Kal is only Tziatzo Ledispo. Now, there is a discussion here in the Gemara and Psachim with Laman on the Beis. Where the Gemara says, we know that a kli cheres you can't kasher kli cheres. It won't be yotze. You can't get anything. So if there's a blia in a kli cheres, so it's ena yotze midofio la'olam. It'll never come out. So. So what the Ashvi is Kashi, you could ask, is so then how come we don't do Liban with a Kli Cheres? You mentioned yesterday that the Raw explained that Hagola is Poilet. Liban is Sarev Bimkomo. So then any time you have a Treif Kli Cheres, just do Liban. Right? So why do you... And that'll be Sarev Bimkomo. In other words, all the din is that Kli Cheres... A Torah Hiido Kli Cheres the Eda Yotze Bidofio La Olam. A Kli Cheres will never go come out. But you don't need it to come out. If you have Liban, then it doesn't have to come out. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says here in Psachim an important point on Lamed Amid Beis. That we're afraid that it's gonna. The kli is, in other words, you're not gonna do a good job, because if you do libun to a kli cheres, it's gonna just gonna, you know, break open. So it's gonna break open. So therefore. It's going to be a problem. It's So therefore, you're not going to want to do it. You're going to be hesitant to really do a good Liban. Because any time you do a Liban with a Kli Cheres, it's very probable that the whole thing will break. So therefore, the best thing is therefore to... So therefore, Chazal asked it, not to do Liban with the Kli Cheres. So granted, the Liban could be the only possibility to help the situation here, but there's a Gzeirah Shem Apoka. But then the Gemara has another idea. Let's see, the Gemara in Psachim. There's another discussion of another possibility of dealing with the Kli Cheres. I don't know if it's in this packet or it was in another packet. It's called Chazara Lekipshim. In other words, you put it back in the kiln. So when you put it in the kiln, so what happens when it's in the kiln? You already masalik yourself from it. So it's in the place where you made it. So now there's no chashash, you're not going to do a good job because you just put it there. So even if it breaks, there's no chashash, you're not going to do a good job because Chazara Kivshonus.
Could it be on page 13?
Yeah, let me see. Page 13, let's see.
A, Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis, Kinsa, Amar.
Which page?
Page 13.
In which packet are you?
28.
What?
28.
Packet
28. Yeah.
Let's see. Packet, which packet are you? 20A.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I have 20B in front of me. But 20A, what does it say? You want to read it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amar of Ashe, lo teima adenatran, ela afilu rafai mirpa, apalgab de lo nasar, kinsa pigeba. Rab Achad, Rabin Achad Asar, the Had Shari, Bel Chasa, Kemand Asar. The Kinsa is the burning hole they put inside the jar.
Right.
To let the tar melt.
Yeah.
So there's a Machlokes, Had Shari, the Had Asar, Bel Chasa, Kemand Asar. The Kinsa.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Asar. Rashi say Kinsa, Ichnis, Kesamin, Dolkin,
okay.
So the halacha is like the old
sense. Now there's a Gemara in Psachim that says that, you want to look it up where it is? Ein osim kivshonos b'Yerushalayim. Check. Do a search where that Gemara is. Ein osim kivshonos b'Yerushalayim. In other words, the question that the Gemara was having is what does the pasuk say in Chumash? That if it's a Kli Cheres and you have a korban and the Kli Cheres they cooked, you're going to have to smash it. So the Gemara says, why can't you kasher it? So we know you can't kasher it with Liban because Dilma Paki. But Lachzerinu Lekivshonos, the Gemara says, Lachzerinu Lekivshonos, why don't we just put it back in the Kivshon and do a Liban that way? And we see, if you do a Liban, you're holding it in your hand, you're going to be very careful not to do such a great job. But you put it back in the Kivshon. So the Gemara says that they didn't have any Kivshonos in Yerushalayim. They didn't have these, ovens in Yerushalayim where you make Kli Cheres. right? Because of pollution. They didn't want to pollute the Yerushalayim. Where is that? Daf Lamed or something? No, who has it?
There's a Rosh Hashem on page 16 in the supplement to 28. Page 18.
Okay. Supplement, yeah. Right, but let's. Yeah, there's the rush there. You know what? Let me take out the packets. I put those packets back. 1 second. What page, Yossi? Yossi, what page?
Page 18, there's a rush.
I said it was page 8.
Okay, here's the rush on page 18. On the supplement to packet 28. Yeah, the Rush says Havam Huchzer Lukivshan Vilislab Lukasav Avi Ezri Heshom Shain Moel Lukaderis Libut Alagdeh Zaris Kavils Techai Siladim with Paki Lil Malvin Shapir. But if it's Lukivshan, no, so it should be okay. So there's no problem. Oh, so the Gemara is in Chula in Zvachim Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. The Parak Lev the Riddle the Kivshonus Mishani Enosim Kivloshonus Yerushalayim is Zvachim Tzadi Vav Amid Aleph. So if you put it back into the Kivshon, that could be okay. So Rabbi Tendler is of the opinion that if you have pottery, you have, what do you call it, china, old china, so he is of the opinion that maybe you could kosher it through putting it in a self-cleaning oven. Because he says that's considered chazar l'kivsha. Rav Abadi is of the opinion that a china is really not a kli cheres, because it's glazed. And since it's glazed, nothing gets in it. Rav Abadi says kli cheres really is like, you ever see these flower pots, the orange looking flower pots? You know what I'm talking about. In other words, it's not glazed. It's like an orange flower pot, but it's just the cheres itself. So that's real cheres. But like even Rabbi Tendler said, you know, it's so Rav Abadi holds you don't really have to kasher the china of today, because china today is not really a kli cheres, because it's glazed. Those that hold it is, then put it in the self-cleaning oven. Even Rabbi Tel admitted it's not so pushed that it's going to last. You know, I can't imagine. I wouldn't even recommend you to experiment, because I don't want you to ruin. So Rav Abadi thought that Mikra Din, it's not even a Kli Cheres, because it's glazed. So that's the idea of putting it back to the Kivshon. Now, let's get back to the Gemara here. Himsachim Elamad Abadeis, where the Gemara has another thing about Libun. If you take a look, the Gemara says, the first word in line is the Paka, on page 3. The Paka. Hilka Chai Buchya, Hisiko Bibachutz, who? V'asr, V'malya Gumri Shapir Domi. So the Gemara says like this, that when you make a Kli Cheres, if you want a kasher through Libun, you have to do Hesiko Mibifnim. In other words, the source of heat has to be on the inside of the Kli. Well, that's what we do when you do a blowtorch, or you put coals of fire. But if you do it from the outside of the Kli, it has to penetrate the Kli, so then that's not a good Liban. Liban has to be Heseko Bimifnim. So the big question, if that's the case, that has to be Heseko Bimifnim, and look in the Prima Gadim here, on page 4. The Prima Gadim says, on the second arrow, Kideir Shamatechat Sarach Lamalos Gicholim Bifnim Dafka. You have to put the Gicholim inside. Fidievim Libu Bachot Velo Bifnim Vishimishbo, Sarach Inim Mitzotas Nizim Bifnim Lesser Atafshil. Whereas he says, it's Tzarchian, what if you did it from outside? But it got so hot that there was sparks. There was, it penetrated, and you had sparks from it. If you're saying that Liban means Nitzotzes Nitzin, so that's what the Gemara says, you need it from Mibifnim. But what if you did it Mibachutz, and then it got so hot that there was the Totzes Nidzin Mibifnim, even though you did the source of heat was Mibachutz. So he has a Tzarchian, whether that would be good or not. Rav Shlomo Drimmer, one of the Gedolei Achronim, says that even by Liban Kal, you have to do it Mibifnin. Look on page 6. He says, V'lo od, on the right side, El afilo hinichu kulo tocha esh, kevin shalo haya esh, ol shal heves maliko chalo kamuva, nira, de Liban zel lo machshe v'lo mahani, v'lo mibai ilo asa rak Liban Kal, de vade lo mahani, de kevin de lo havi rak hagol, v'agol b'inin davka b'tzad she mishtamish bo ha'iser. He said, Liban Kal is like Hagola, so therefore the Isser, the source of the fire has to be what? On the inner side, just like Hagola, you put the water on the inner side, obviously. So you have to put the, so even by Liban Kal, because you need Heseko Mibifnim to do a proper Liban. So, and that's Rav Shlomo Drimmer, and he has it here again on page 10. Davar Mokam Shaddai Beliban Kal Misho Kach Hasher Hesed Mibachutz Lo Bahani. It has to be Hesheru Mibifnim. And if you look in the Marsham, on page 11, He says, "Al dasha ilosu b'tanuri barzel." Sheish tikkur l'mala shal barzel va'olam nogim levashav la'afos machoi chol v'azeh olam l'mala v'chakar b'toch beis leiz v'vashlim tavshil b'osor b'vade ein l'hakim l'chadchila v'v'diyev yedish l'tzadein sheivis yavitz the barzel harosech l'de'esh tekev mislabein kirega alidei hesek. Shetidim b'tanuri barzel l'hakel b'hesed b'machutz. Raka herdo l'sheish v'kiv v'gam l'mal l'shom e'na eish sholeh b'machutz e'n l'hakel. He says that, and this is what Rav Abadi holds, and we're going to see also, that if it's met, one could ask a kasher, well, how could you ever kasher an oven? We said before, just put it on high, right? We discussed yesterday. But if you put it on high, well, for whatever svara we mentioned yesterday, either because Kabbalah Kapolto Beliban or because it's only Zeya, so you only need Liban Kal. But the source of the heat in an oven is on the outer side, so it's Hasek Ubi Bachutz. So the Marsham says, and this we're going to see, the Chachav Da says, and Rav Abadi says, it's a question of Metzias. In other words, if you're doing it mi bachutz, and it can get so hot, then bachutz is also good. In other words, metal is a conductor of heat. So if the heat source is, if the thing you're trying to kasher is metal, and the heat source is from the outside, then that could be okay also. He says, Buchya, here on page 12, you have to have Mibachutz, L'chor kosher, D'ha, Klal hu b'dina ha'gol, K'bol kach polto. Yimkei k'mosha bolo al yidei ha'seko Mibachutz, Kach yiflot, Mibuchya, Mitankem shu klichera she'eno yotu b'dayot, Moshak bo g'bolo, Yimkei muchach d'behedya, B'din zeh shu'bavor, D'din l'veinim k'klichera t'fizeh imhum, if it's mateches, even though it's siku b'chutz, nichsha, gam kein al dehesek b'chutz. In other words, he's saying, well, how did it get, in other words, when this thing became treif, it was hesek b'chutz. So he says, but no, but it's, if it's metal, and metal conducts heat, so it's okay. You can measure it from the, and that, and based on that, we're makel to have hesek b'machutz when we kasher a lot of times through liban, because the heat penetrates. Heat penetrates. So he says that really, if the heat is sholeik, that's what Rabbi Yal says. If the heat is sholeik, then so it doesn't matter where the fire is. And the Chur Shai on page 15 says that as well. Yeshlom Shani Cheres Miyotech Es Chad Kaven the Cheres Ein Yotze Yaldei Hagola Rach Al Yidei Libun Lomoyel Al Libun Mibachutz Lehanivlo Mibifnim Vod Matech Es Shani Decham Mektsos Ocham Kulo. So, but if you look in the page 18, that's the Shar Mitzionim B'Halacha of Shlomo Zalman Braun Zatzal. He says that in ovens, where the heat source is on the outside, it's not in the oven, it's behind the oven. So he holds that it's not good. Because it's hesek mivachutz. You have to do the libun inside. So you need a blowtorch. But we don't assume like that. We're makel to say that if the source of heat gets through, so then that's sufficient. And then we've discussed this in the past, that if it's very hot, the Chuvus HaRosh says on page 20 that maybe by... Again, this is all assuming you need to kasher an oven. Maybe you don't even need to kasher an oven. We discussed from Rav Abadi and Rav Vosner. It's really a rush. On page Chuvus HaRosh, on Tzorech Peidem Kedem Rosach and Kabel Zeah, the Shem Chom Harisicha Shabbat Ma'akavos and Malkabel Zeah. Right, because it gets so hot, it burns up. So this is the Chuva. From Ben Zion Vosner here. On page 23, he says, Lo shachem zeh betanu pashut, because koch ha'or miyabesh. It dries it up. The koch ha'or, so it doesn't... So l'maisa, we're machmir, we try to kasha, but ikar adin, it should be okay. And then we say that the din is that you can do hagola lachatzoyim. You can kasha kli piecemeal. Because when you go to the mikveh, you have to be totally in at one time. You can't go to the mikveh half the body once, and then the other half, it's all at once. But he says, like by Libun, he says, you could be malabin half the kli, page 32 in the Torah. Yochel malabin chatzi akli, achacha chatzi hasheni.
That applies to our goal though too, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't apply to
Tfilas Kalim, would it? Right, Tfilas Kalim has to be all at once. Anything in the mikveh, you have to do all at once.
Right.
Now, what do you do with a big kli? So, when you're doing hagola, so... If it's a small kli, you put it in a big pot. Right? But what if it's a big pot? So we say that you boil water in the pot itself. And the Chazon Ish explains on page 41. Mavur, third line. The Omer Yorok Tadabatok Gedola, Eno Kedela, Bagil Gam Chutzal, Olam Rasich of Ifnim, Mephaletis, Mikol Ove Hadofen. In other words, when you put hot water in the pot that's treif, any treif in the whole pot comes into the water inside. It's maflit the whole thing. So that's why you don't have to put a pot in another pot. It's just that since it's difficult, to totally... In other words, normally we just throw the thing in because it's easier. This way the whole spoon gets submerged in the hot water. But a pot it's more difficult because you're not gonna be able to submerge the whole thing because you have to get the rim. So you have to do it in a way that you put a rim around it. So that's what Rav Amadi writes here on page 42. Klishitzer, he mentioned he also rock with Nim. So he says, Yor Gedolosh, this is a Gemara in the Avodah Zarah. I involve him in Aleph. That you have a big Kli, a pot, you don't put in another pot. He says in the last parak, "Chol mashat tzarch l'malei mayim hurak b'kelim gedolim shem lehem mikzos." Chlisheish b'michzeg yochel l'malos v'achelchu b'mayim l'artichol. Rav Amadi holds that you could put. He always recommends. He tells me if you want to kasher a big pot, you fill it up, not necessarily the whole way, and then put it on. And it's on the fire; it's boiling, and when it bubbles, then you put the cover on, and then the rest of the pot will and the top will be hukshar through the steam. On deisha holchim eidim kulo he mafliten is kol masha balur besocha. If they come God on us a zeh gedolish and tzavim mizeh shamayim harbe me a zeh poshu shemo la hagola. Amayim aboy me a zeh heim kemayim maflich adchila. So he says, so that's what you do. So that's what, in other words, because a lot of times it's very difficult to get it. You know, the Gemara talks about making a gadamfa, making a rim, because it's hard to get the water over the rim. So Rav Abadi's solution is that to fill it up like 3/4 of the way, and it's on the fire, it's bubbling, and then put the cover on. And the cover will cause, and then it'll be zeya all over the place, because it's, and then that zeya will come over the top of the rim, will go over the rim. And so this way the rest of the pot will be hukshar, and it's going to be real, there's going to be condensation from that zeh. So that's like real mayim. And this way you get it all taken care of when you have to kasher. See, people very often think, oh, a pot, you have to put in another pot. No. The pot, you don't have to put another pot. The only issue with the pot is how you're going to get the whole thing. So that's this Gemara in Avodah Zarah, yeah.
country. Why is this a Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Beis that require that when you do Hagolah on a pot, that the hand is kept to be kosher also? Why is that?
Yeah, one second. If you look here, one second, in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on page 37, he said, Ketzad Magilin, on the bottom, on page 37, Amar Avuda, Yor Katana Betof Yor Gedola. Then the Gemara says, Yor Gedola Mai, because you have a little thing, you put in a big thing. But what about a big pot? So the Gemara says, Ada Lega Damfa. So you put a rim, like a Delisha, Safa Shal Isa. You put dough around the rim, so this way you could fill up the pot more than just the pot. It'll go on, because what you did is you made a rim. In other words, on the side of the pot you put dough, and this way you could fill up the pot above the contents of the pot, and it'll go on the rim, and it won't fall down because there's a perimeter of dough. But that's going to be a little messy. That's not so easy to do. Some people take a stone, heat it up on the fire, and then they, you know, put it in and it goes over. It's also not so. But Rabbi Mai thinks the easiest eitzah is just to put the, after it bubbles up, to put the cover in. And then the cover will cause, there's a lot of zeya, and then that'll go over the whole rest of the pot and the rim. And then you're good.
Rabbi, why is there a need to cut the handles of a pot?
The handle?
I mean
the handles of yes, you know, of cham b'ktsaso cham kulo, if it's.
Is that a requirement to?
As Rabbi said, you fill in the pot from inside, and then that will be perlate everything else.
Is it required to do Hagolah on the hand?
We'll look inside. We have that sif. I don't have it in front of me. We should look at it inside. Yeah, let's see. We have it right here. Okay, I'll look in the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch itself. But that's the way we should do it, as Rabbi says. You have the yodos hakelim. If you have a spoon, so you have to do also the handle of the spoon, because the heat travels. So cham ektsaso cham kulo. Okay, so this is so we did this packet. That's what I wanted to do. So the Bez Hashem. On Monday we'll continue with. Packet 21. So we're almost finishing, Rav Osai. This way we'll give you some time to finish and do Chazara, have a Bechina, and then we can start Hilchas Nida, Bez Hashem. Okay. So let me say hello. Hello, Harav Katan. Have a good Shabbos. And Harav Yossi Wachshel, have a good Shabbos. Have Eli Deutsch, have a good Shabbos. Rav Michael Kay, have a good Shabbos. Rav Ben Katz, have a good Shabbos. Rav David Amster, have a good Shabbos. And Rav Katan, have a good Shabbos. Rav Avi Lichtschein, have a good Shabbos. And Sani Spitzer, have a good Shabbos. Okay, so we're getting there. But I just want to make sure that, you know, you have proper Havana in everything we do. So we do it. Okay. Cult of.